Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and my guest in the studio is Keith Kuhn from Pacific Chaser, which is a company that imports wine from Bordeaux and more specifically from the town of Vert. You have a rosé here that's all Cabernet Franc, which is unusual, and the name of it is of the chateau is Chateau Goudichot. It's unusual to make rosé out of Cabernet Franc and just Cabernet Franc.
I'm kind of speaking for the owner, the proprietor, Eve, without talking to him, but I've gleaned on market visits with him that he wanted to have more of a Provençal style, that kind of that pink onion skin quality that Provence has. And I think the Cabernet Franc and the way he vinifies and the Seigneur style, it does lead to a little bit more of a crisp, clear, bright color to the wine. The Cabernet Franc in that region, I think, makes a lovely alternative to the normal Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot blendings that happen in the Bordeaux region for rosé.
Let's talk about the white Bordeaux first, because everybody thinks Sauvignon Blanc, you think the Loire Valley, or you think New Zealand, and yet the mother of them all is, in fact, white Bordeaux. And it's a really nice blend that you've got in this.
Yeah, 80% Sauvignon Blanc, 15% Semillon, and 5% of an obscure grape called Muscadel, which really rounds it off nicely. And some of the people in the Grave region don't use much Muscadel, but in Grave de Vert, it's more common to use. And it really it just gives a little extra spice or flavor to the wine and rounds it off very nicely. And they don't get as much tropical fruit as, say, in New Zealand. But I think that has its own extra minerality in the Bordeaux region.
And, of course, in the reds for Chateau La Fleur de Grave is an equal 50-50 mixture of Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon, which is how things are done. I was really shocked by how drinkable this was and how friendly it was.
I visited the winery about 6 times so far. I've always been impressed by the elegance that this terroir, specific terroir that he farms in, does everything from the field work to vinification, all 100% on estate and all by him directly controlling everything.
Interesting. How long has he or his family been involved in the property?
Since 1930.
Uh-huh.
His grandmother was one of the first female owners of a vineyard in Bordeaux.
Bought the
vineyard in 1930. It's been around since, I believe, 1780,
mm-hmm.
And it's just a great history. It's been through occupation by the SS in World War II, which was not a pleasant time for them. They were kicked out of their own home, and until the war was over or the Germans retreated, you know, really a lot of history took place there.
Sure.
So back to the wine, the gravel in this area is very pronounced, and he has a lot of minerality. The roots have to go very deep to get any nutrients at all. The thing you want for wine grapes is for them to be stressed a bit, and that's what happens here. And you get this wonderful finesse in the nose, and the bouquet is lovely. And we opened it just 2 hours ago, and it's really already, as you can testify, already drinking very nicely.
As your company, Pacific Chaser, is based in San Antonio, I'm assuming you have a local distributor?
We use a distributor, Lamori Divino, mm-hmm. with Ed Spada, a great boutique importer and distributor of fine wines.
We're talking about Chateau La Fleur de Grave. My guest is Keith Kuhn from Pacific Chaser. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.